Todd Harold, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, you play music, teach it, and share it over the airwaves every week. So when did your passion for it all begin?
Well, I remember on my sixth birthday in 1970, my uncle bought me the single Let It Be by the Beatles, and I was really, really into that. And then from there, I started digging through my grandmother's record collection and my father's record collection. My grandmother in particular had Harry Belafonte and Nat King Cole and Burt Bacharach. I was really into that. And I think about the fact that I'm like six or seven. And then I started digging into my father's record collection probably when I was around 10. And that was more like Santana, Abraxas, and Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, Dave Brubeck, Take Five. Like by that time, it was 74, and I was into James Taylor and Cat Stevens and listening to the radio a lot. I started going out and buying singles. And then WXKE was an easy listening station all day long. But at 6 o'clock, they would become this progressive rock freeform radio station. Now that, I was way into that. And then there was an African-American station, WCMX, with Brother Mike Brown and Holly C. Wood, and they would play Chaka Khan and Rufus and Earth, Wind & Fire and Stevie Wonder. And so I was getting all this information at the same time at this point.
And a lot of it over radio.
Right. Oh, yeah, all of it over radio. I just worshipped radio, and I was really, really a huge fan, and I call them up and try to sound older. One day they played a whole Santana side of an album for me. That was just wonderful. I felt like I was really on a path at that point. At the end of what you would call that era, 78, 79, there were two radio stations in Fort Wayne that just would play freeform stuff like what I do now. And I think that was really the template. I remember hearing Little Feat albums in their, you know, and Van Morrison whole album sides. And then, you know, lots of jazz and stuff like that. And then they would play Led Zeppelin, and then they would play, you know, whatever. And I really loved that approach.
When you officially started serving up burnt toast here at WBOI
right.
in 1997, you kind of had your template in place, and that was the freeform radio of the 60s and
right.
70s?
Absolutely, and I'd worked in a record store for a real long time, too. I worked in a couple of different record stores, actually. I had moved away a couple of times, but I'd always come back, and I was working in record stores. I was very comfortable working in record stores, and I was able to like listen to tons of music. You know, that to me was kind of like college for me.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though I did go to college, I went to several colleges, actually.
So when you did come to WBOI
yeah.
and they wanted you to do some kind of a radio show, how did it become Burnt Toast?
Phil Seidel was doing a show here Sunday nights. It was originally supposed to be a jazz show, and he was sort of stretching it, and I really liked that. So when he started having children, he decided that he really couldn't do it anymore and kind of left it to me, and that's kind of where I took over. I would say that was probably 99 or 2000, although it kind of all runs together.
And so when did you decide to, well, officially put Burnt Toast on the menu? How did you come up with that name?
Well, Phil really came up with the name because that was the color of my drum set. It was a drum workshop kit that was Burnt Toast Fade. And he said, well, since you're here, we'll call it the Burnt Toast Fade edition of Night Flight. And then it became the Burnt Toast Fade, and then it became the Burnt Toast Show. So it kind of mutated over time. And it's changed a lot. I've got old tapes, and I've had different co-hosts, Scott Young and Felix Moxter for a while. But I do it by myself now, and I'm real proud of what I do week after week. I start working usually on Tuesday toward the Sunday.
Okay, 3 hours live on a kickback Sunday night. How do you prep and weave a show?
Well, what I usually do is I start looking for stuff. I get on the treadmill for a long time in the morning, and I start watching YouTube. I watch YouTube while I'm on the treadmill, and that usually presents me with a whole bunch of different options, and it tells me, in the grand universal scheme of things, where things are going this week, what happened, what's going on. You know, I saw this. That gives me an idea. I can lead through this. I can associate this with this. This will work together. I want to have this kind of set. I want to have that kind of set, and I try not to play the same thing from week to week. I have favorites that I like, but I try not to play the same thing and have the same identity week after week.
And so once you do get an idea from here, there, or everywhere, mm-hmm. or a couple of them, then you go into your show ready to...
I start compiling them. Yeah, I start compiling them on my laptop, usually Tuesday or Wednesday, and then burn discs on Sunday afternoon. I usually try to wait as long as I can to burn discs, and I always want to do the show live. That's part of what it is. To me, as a musician, I want to go in there and just, okay, we're going to do this, and we know how this goes, but we're going to see what works. We're going to see where this goes. And so it used to be I brought my entire record collection. I'd put it on a cart, but now I just burn discs.
No matter what the original format or how you have that format, you've got your discs already to go. by the time you come into the show. Okay, a lot of what you're talking about, of course, involves social media. I also am kind of curious, how has the increase in social media changed or driven the very show that you put out?
Well, there's an immediacy to it. I like the fact that there's a Burnt Toast Facebook site, facebook.com/BT Show, and I post all the correlative videos or information that I can as it's happening on Sunday nights, and I get a lot of response from people like immediately. It's good to know what people are responding to. And I will try to think, why did they respond to that? Because it was familiar? Because it was interesting? Because they're fascinated with it? Do you only look at the things you already know? I hope you don't, you know? So it's interesting to study who your listeners are and what they're responding to.
Especially the immediacy of it, yes.
It's absolutely.
It's just fantastic in the case of Burnt Toast in particular.
I feel like I'm doing something here. Like I'm interested in the person who's driving across Indiana to get somewhere else and going, what is this? You know? And that really interests me. And that's why it's so important that it's on WBOI. You know, it's not on a podcast. It's on radio.
Right, it's accessible.
Yeah. I like radio, you know? Yeah.
You've got good taste in your own media there, I'd have to say. Now, let's track the rest of your musical week, Todd, for the heck of it. How much of it do you devote to playing out? You are a wonderful drummer and well-known here in town. So, yeah, well, how many gigs?
Well, Nick Beaubay and I have a duo, and that's pretty low to the ground as far as being able to work. I like that, and I like to work. I really am into working, and I like to play gigs. I really like that. I like to play gigs every weekend. If I can get 150 in a year, I'm a happy guy. I don't want to play twice a month. I don't want to trot it out like it's a painting. It's a process. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. Nothing against that. That's not what I do. I go out, and I'm there, and there's the crowd, and my job, it's different from the Burnt Toast Show when I play out, because then there's the audience. There they are. Now, my job is to connect with you and give you something that both you are familiar with and that I can challenge you with a little bit, and hopefully there's a great enjoyment between that. And then the teaching thing is a whole other thing altogether. That's what I do the rest of the week.
Yes, and how much, again, in the division of a week, because you play out as much as you can, mm-hmm. and that's at least
twice a week.
Okay, usually. So, yeah, how much teaching do you do?
I teach 7 days a week. I will teach as many lessons as people show up. I love teaching. I think that the information that I have has always been good. The way I present it, hopefully, has gotten better over the years. The way that I deal with people and the way that I understand the way people's minds work. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in a lot of things in increasing people's focus, because I think that's important. I think that's a key to doing anything well, is to be able to focus things and get things out of your head so that you can focus on something right here, right now. You know, and that's hard to do, especially in the culture, the way it works right now.
Indeed. And you do a good job of it. I know.
Well, we'll see. You know, I've had some very successful students. Yeah. And I really love teaching, and I can't wait to get back to it later today. You know what I mean? I've already done one, and now I've got three more later today, and that's a light day. So, you know.
And we thank you so much for sharing your time with us
on this
busy day. So putting it all together, in your multifaceted musical world, is the whole greater than the sum of its parts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all one big thing. It's all one big thing.
And a continuum, then.
Right, absolutely. It's like I've been practicing my whole life to be who I am right now. And who I am right now hopefully won't be as good as who I am tomorrow. You know what I mean? Because there's more information and more how to be a better person, how to be better at this, how to be better at that, how to be a better DJ, how to present music better, how to play drums better, how to sing better, everything. It's all about the process.
And it all drives itself and each other as well as it drives your passion for music.
Absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. And I, you know, my family, my wife and my son are both very creative people, and that really helps me too. That's fantastic when you're around it all the time. You know what I mean?
It is great for all of you, because otherwise there would be no free time in your life to have with...
It's all free time, isn't it? It's all free time. It's all what I want to do. I'm doing exactly what I want to do. You know, it doesn't always pay as well as you want it to, but I'm doing exactly what I want to do. Like I said, I've been training my whole life for this, you know, for doing this.
That is just fantastic. Okay, Todd, before we let you get back to your music-driven, ever-adventuresome day. I know how much satisfaction you bring to your combined audiences and family in all aspects of your life. I do have to ask, why is sharing music, especially on the airwaves, so vitally important to you?
Well, I don't want to wax dramatic here, but I believe that music will be gone. It will be gone. For many years, I believe that you have seen the musician removed from music, the artist removed from music, where everything seems to be a commercial for something else. I really don't want that to happen. And if I've got fingers in a dike, I can't stand there forever, but I'm going to stand there for as long as I can.
I bet you are going to. Todd Harold, a Fort Wayne musician and teacher, is host of 89.1 WBOI's weekly Burnt Toast Show. Todd, many thanks for taking the time to join us today, and love that musical warrior spirit. Keep it coming.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on to talk. This is great. Thank you very much.